And then there's Vajrapani. And he represents the power aspect, not power in the usual sense of political power and power over other people, not that, but just power, spiritual power in itself. And Vajrapani, though he has a peaceful form, is usually depicted in a wrathful, in an angry form, because it's the spiritual power which has to destroy, which has to crush the darkness of the forces of ignorance. And Vajrapani appropriately is usually represented in a dark blue colour. And he's not slim, and he's not slender, he's not graceful. He has a stout, thick body, he has a very protuberant belly, and very thick, short, heavy limbs. And his countenance expresses extreme anger, and he has long white teeth or tusks. And usually he's represented as naked, except for ornaments of either human bone or something of that sort, or a tiger skin. And he carries in one hand a vajra, a thunderbolt, with which he crushes and pierces and destroys the forces of ignorance, as well as, if he has a number of hands, various other weapons. And he's crowned, this terrifying figure is crowned, with five skulls, representing the five wisdoms. And one foot is uplifted in act to crush and trample all the forces of conditioned existence which separate us from the light of the truth. And of course he's surrounded by a great halo of flames, all flickering and burning and roaring, and again destroying the darkness of ignorance. So this is Vajrapani, the power aspect of enlightenment or Buddha nature or Dharmakaya, that aspect which destroys and breaks up conditioned existence, which rends the veil of ignorance and which scatters all the forces of darkness.